This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is October 28th, 2014. NFL Week 9 picks and kicks. Mr. MOB, Double R, Calhoun, full cast in the building. What's up, fellas?
What's up? What it do?
Now let's start off by congratulating and celebrating Mr. MOB's birthday. We put it on Instagram under the podcast and our personal accounts. I think it wound up going to Twitter. So happy birthday, Mr. MOB.
Hey man, I want to say thanks for all the birthday wishes and kind words I got today for my birthday, man. What a difference a year made. Last year I was probably at the worst in my life, and now I feel like I'm at the best. So I want to say thanks to each and every person who sent me a birthday wish, man. I appreciate that. Love it.
Hey man, a real legend seen another year, man, and that's always something to celebrate. And I'm just saying this from the bottom of my heart. Any hoes listening to this on the podcast, man, y'all gotta stuff a nigga dick on his birthday, man. Tell Mr. MOB real low.
Man, I just can't believe Mr. MOB went 34 years straight jacking his weenie. Never thought that.
Says the man who teaches his twins to sit down and pee.
Hey, that's allegedly. They went peeing, they were taking a shit, man. Damn, which one of them stand up and take a shit?
Hey, well, this is Darren. Thanks for the shout out.
It's all good.
Appreciate it, homie.
Let's go on and start off with the Lewinsky and the USUC Award. Let's do something a little different. Let's hit up the Lewinsky Award first.
My Lewinsky Award probably go to Peyton Manning again this week. Had a marvelous game. And he looking like he probably would get MVP this year.
Peyton Manning, like Michael Jordan, you get him the MVP every year, right?
Yeah,
I'm good. All right, this Darren. Lewinsky Award for me goes to Peyton Manning, like Double R. He's carrying my fantasy football team, so. I got a dope. Him and T.Y. Hilton to carry my fantasy football team.
I really, you ain't never 4-4, so I
started off 0-4. Calhoun.
Ball man league win with 50 fucking people. I can't even get a free agent. My team sinking like a motherfucker. Anyway. y'all had me just like sport writers and shit. Now that y'all in the media just want to suck off one. Well, you got to suck off more than one. The who deserved the most head Sunday was Ben Roethlisberger. 500. I mean, he had like 4 TDs. He went the fuck off.
Yeah, 522 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Lord have mercy. Y'all talking about Peyton Manning. That's who was a man of the hour. When Peyton Manning,
that was my Lewinsky. My Lewinsky was going to Ben Roethlisberger.
I got more than one. I got him. I got Tom Brady who had a spectacular game. Not like Ben though, and I got the Lions who beat the fucking Falcons over in London.
Alright, so that'll transition.
You throw the Saints in there too. They had a great game against Green Bay. They went to the Superdome and handled business. So I give it to the Saints and Roethlisberger.
Oh, I forgot it. I gotta bring my boy Colt McCoy to the party. Thanks for beating these Cowboys. The wheels about to come off these Cowboys. They're not good as everybody think they are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to the USUC Award.
Well, you know my USUC Award gonna be. I give it to Mike Smith in the back. How the fuck you lose the game with what, 1:30 left or what it was, no timeouts, when you fucking find a way to blow the game? They need to fire you. Fire the whole staff, and none of y'all deserve it. You fire Mike Smith. What's his name? The offensive line coach, Mike Tyson. You don't deserve to be a coach. None of them.
This is a Falcon-driven podcast show with most of the hosts being Falcons fans, but the Falcons get the most You Suck Award to any team in the league every week. So let me be here a second and say my You Suck Award goes to the Falcons for having a 21-0 lead at halftime and lost the game and then score one more point. So yes, again, Falcons get the You Suck Award for their moment.
Let me get in this one and say, one, you're giving two reasons why. One, you didn't even watch the debacle. You know, your ass was right here. You had yourself off the floor. You're reveling in the fact that we're losing. So why we lost? We take that. Then said, my youth of the war goes to that bum-ass, piece of shit-ass team in motherfucker called the Falcons. They should have just left them bones over there. Fire Thomas Dimitrov, Mike Smith, Mike, including Michael
Bick.
I want everybody to fire with the name Mike.
All right, this is Darren. I'm going to give my USUC award to number 23, Robert Alford, cornerback 5'10", from Southeastern University. Number 28, Arenas Javier, from Alabama. Number 75, John Asamoah, from Illinois. Number 95, John Babineau, from Iowa. Number 59, Barto Jalupulu, from Texas State. Number 71, Corey Bierman from Montana. Number 63, Justin Blaylock from Texas. Number 5, Matt Bosher from Miami. Number 65, Bradfield Cameron. Number 3, Matt Bryant. Number 68, Gabe Cremini. Number 42, Patrick D'Amico. And the list, I was going to read the whole Falcons roster. Let's add Julio. That's all I'm doing is reading the active roster. Julio, Mike Smith. Throw out a name. If it's red and black and Atlanta Falcons tied to it, you niggas suck. And that's from the whole DigitalDarren.com podcast show. That's from the people who haven't been on the show in a while, from Sam D to Jay Ferrari to Mario to Bebe. That's everybody from DigitalDarren.com podcast saying everybody on the Atlanta Falcons suck.
The most epic go-off in Digital Darren history.
Let me start off. I want to kick it about something real quick and then everybody, and then we can have a couple of minutes to talk. Are the Patriots back, or is this just a couple of good games? Are the Patriots back, or did Chicago suck, or is that just a couple of good games against a couple of inferior teams?
Couple of good games. I don't believe they're going to make any noise. It's the AFC. Chicago really, the wheels are really coming off of Chicago.
Who do you fire, or who do you get rid of?
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler.
You gotta be Jay Cutler.
Can you get rid of Jay Cutler?
No.
He's a $100 million quarterback, and we talked about that in our steakhouse comparison when you guys had him ranked entirely too high.
In the same boat with Matt Ryan, shit.
Nah, I'm not a big Matt Ryan fan, but you gotta give Matt Ryan the nod over Jay Cutler. The Bears are losing because of him.
You gotta give Matt Ryan what else?
Yeah, that's the difference between Matt Ryan and Jay Cutler. The reason the Bears are losing is Jay Cutler.
Yeah, the Falcons are just losing, and Matt Ryan's playing a part. He's not the main ingredient. He's a side dish.
Last 2 weeks, you put up no points, so you're going to get parts of blame. He's not all the blame, but you get 50% of it.
And like we said, you got to play a center.
All right. I just want to know if y'all thought the Patriots were back, or it's just a couple of wins against a few sorry teams.
Yeah, a couple of wins. They'll look good. Go to the playoffs and lose. I think Indy might be better than the Patriots. I think you're reaching with that one, brother.
I can say this real talk with you. Just say two teams that can say look better than them right now in the Broncos and maybe the Chargers. I say Baltimore probably at the same level as them.
I call Baltimore. I think Baltimore could. They would go to Baltimore, and Baltimore will beat them in the playoffs.
Whoever said Baltimore, thank you for that lead in. The AFC Central, everybody is over 500. Is that conference for real, or is it just they haven't really played anybody yet? Is that division for real? Excuse me.
I think everybody for real except for Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland just done got the look of the draw. They done won some good games and beat some teams when they were down bad. Because I don't think, based off how the Saints played the other night against Green Bay, I think they'll beat Cleveland playing like that. But Mark Ingram rushing for 175 yards. Drew Brees hitting his receiver like he usually do. I just think Cleveland got the look of the draw. They done beat some teams while they were down bad. But anybody else, it might be all right. I don't think Pittsburgh good either. I really don't.
Yes, I
good at home. I think on the road, I don't think they're that good.
So, yeah, that leads to, I really just want to ask you guys a question. At AFC Central, tell me how many teams are getting into the playoffs, and each one of y'all tell me what teams y'all think getting into the playoffs. Mr. MOB, I'm going to start with you.
I'll say Baltimore and Cincinnati. If I had to go with two teams out of that division, like I just said, I don't think Cleveland going to land. They just don't got enough oomph or enough something. And Pittsburgh, what Roethlisberger you going to get? You going to get this Roethlisberger? And the defense that you got Sunday, are you going to get a subpar Roethlisberger and no defense? So I just have to go with Cincinnati once. AJ Green didn't get back on his horse. And Baltimore, with the way they've been playing, they could have won that game if it went for the pass interference. Steve Smith pushing the dude down. So I say Baltimore and Cincinnati got the best chance.
I say Baltimore and Cincinnati too, but I think Cincinnati gonna win it by default. To me, Cincinnati really not that good. They started off hot, but I think they just gonna come off too, and they true color on show. Pittsburgh, I think they okay, but they just old and they don't play very good on the road.
So what team or teams do you have coming out of them?
I said Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Baltimore, Cincinnati.
But I really don't like Cincinnati because I think they're going to fall. They're going to slip. They might not make the playoffs, to be honest.
But, well, Darren, Cincinnati has been making the playoffs like 3 years in a row. So, just can't say they're going to be the team that fall out. They've been consistent the last couple of years.
Cincinnati, do you think they're going to win a division, though? They might not even win a division. Baltimore might slip in there and win a division.
If Baltimore win a division, I think Pittsburgh going. I know. I keep going back for this abuse of Pittsburgh, but I got to go one more time. Even though Pittsburgh looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, I'm going to go ahead and try it one more time. But in hindsight, 2020, I was just say Baltimore and Cincinnati. But I'm with RTR. Cincinnati don't look like they got the goods. And it may be because that motherfucker who's single-handedly fucking my fantasy football team, A.J. Green, is not out there. He stomped his toe, so he got to go to rehab. But I just don't seem like they got it right now. They're not
how
to struggle.
I think Cincinnati is going. I think that Baltimore is going. I kind of agree, Mr. MOB. I would say Cleveland will go before Pittsburgh. I just say Cleveland because of weakness of their schedule or lack of strength in their schedule. That's why they're going to be around. I think that's why they'll continue to be around.
So you believe in Brian Hoyer? Yeah.
I mean, not when you're playing the Jets, Oakland, the Falcons. I mean, quarterback can be, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of this isn't who they are, it's who they're playing. So, you know, that's why I would like Cleveland. But I actually think Cincinnati, Baltimore, like I say, Baltimore hasn't really wowed me. Pittsburgh, overall, the season hasn't wowed me. But I definitely say Cincinnati. And I come back, I just say Baltimore by default. I do think two teams out of the division make it this far or whatever. But let's go on and start with the picks. First game is Saints at the Panthers. Line is New Orleans by 3.
I would take it.
So you got New Orleans winning.
I think New Orleans will win because the Panthers really ain't played that good either. Both of them. After what the Saints did Sunday against Green Bay, they look like the better team in Carolina.
But that was at home. This is away, though.
I think they 0-4 on the road this year, but I think they go to Carolina and win.
I got the Panthers. And the same, yeah, they look good against Green Bay, but the Panthers put up a real in Seattle, even though they don't have no offensive weapons. The Saints not only play bad away, but they play like shit in outdoor stadiums now. It may not go that way, Thursday, but I'm going with the Panthers.
Man, that, this is Mr. MOB. And I'm kind of like in between, like when Calhoun said, I watched that whole Seattle and Panthers. It was good all the way to the wire. And the Panthers got some good beat. And then Saints ain't been playing good outside of the dome. So I don't know. I got to pick somebody. So I guess I'm going to have to say the home team. Go with the defense on the offense. So I go with the Panthers.
It's one of those things where you don't like neither one of the teams for different reasons. You don't like Carolina because, like Double R said, they aren't playing that well. You don't like Saints because, like Mr. Mobisha said, they play like shit when they're not at home. So you take the lesser of two evils. I guess I'll take Cam. But it's definitely not a solid pick for me. The first Sunday game, 1 o'clock game of the Buccaneers at the Browns. And you ask why I like Cleveland when they're getting games like this on a weekly basis. How can you not like them slide in to the playoffs? The line is Cleveland by 7.
I'm taking Cleveland.
I take Cleveland, but I don't take them by 7.
On the road, I got on at home, I got Cleveland winning, and I got them covering. They win by 8.
I got them winning, but I don't have them covering.
Mr. MOB?
Mr. MOB, I'm going to go with Calhoun and Shaw. I take Cleveland, but I don't think it will be by 7.
All right, the 1 o'clock game at the Cardinals at the Cowboys. At the Cowboys, excuse me.
How about them Cowboys?
Man, the wheels about to fall off.
The line is the Cowboys by 4.5.
Let me tell you something. They have to do what they was doing to win. All this putting the ball in front of Romo's hands ain't gonna get you. You have to run that ball to DeMarco Murray. He's the horse that's gotta ride. And if they do that, they win the game.
All right.
They've been riding, but they lost the game. They've been riding, but.
You gotta win or lose a Calhoun.
I gotta win. I got a Cowboys winning.
Double R, you got a Cowboy losing, right?
Man, I got a loser. I heard Romo injured back. Man, the wheels about to come off. I'm like, the car.
Mr. MOB?
Man, I see you.
Well, this is Mr. MOB. I take the Cowboys. I think if Tony Romo hurt or not hurt, that leads to more carries and more dump offs for DeMarco Murray. And I think he'll do enough to get the job done to beat the Cardinals. So
Aaron, I got the Cardinals winning. The next 1 o'clock game of the Eagles at the Eagles at the Texans. Line is Philly by 2.5. This is Darren. I got Philly and they cover.
This is Calhoun. I got Philly and they cover.
Nope, this is Mr. MOB. I'm taking the Texans with the running game and defense and the return of Damian and Clowney. I say the Texans are going to take it.
You know, Jadavion back, that's going to be. Hell for Nick
Foles. I'm with Mr. MOB. I like the Texans in this game.
Alright, the next 1 o'clock game of the Jets at the Chiefs. The line is Kansas City by 10. But we know Geno won't be starting. Mike Vick will be starting, so that line will probably change. So right now, you can grab the line and go with the Jets.
Alright, don't make no difference. I like the Chiefs by 10.
I like the Chiefs by 10. So,
yeah, let me jump on that one. Yeah, I like the Chiefs. I've been riding with them, but Geno Smith, his confidence is going to be shot, man. And I hate to see another young black quarterback heading down that road, but it looked like Geno Smith stopped at the wrong gas station and got the wrong direction. He heading down that drinking alcoholism because his confidence is gone. And this not
for the
help.
This Darren, I got Kansas City winning. The Jets done swapped out a young broad, black broad, asking for Jordans and get her hair done to an old black broad, asking for a car note and get her apartment paid off and help her do some other stupid old lady stuff. Jets in trouble either way. The next 1 o'clock game of the Jaguars at the Bengals. Line Cincinnati by 11 and a half.
I like Cincinnati, but I only think it by 11 and a half.
I like Cincinnati, and I'm going to take Buffalo.
Yes, I am. There's Darren Jacksonville. I went back that line and Jacksonville wins.
You 0-6. I mean, 0-7
being
with
you,
man.
I'm 1-7. I'm going to go Cincinnati like everybody know they ought to do. So, Cincinnati win, and they're going to do whatever they got to do to cover, win. I don't care.
The line, the next game is the Chargers at the Dolphins, and the line is Miami by 1.
I want the Chargers. You need my boy, Phillip Rivers.
Hey, they say Miami by 1? Miami by 1?
Yeah, that is
a... Oh, man. I take that off. I'm betting my house. I'm betting everything on this. The Chargers.
The way this Chargers been playing is going, you sure they got the Dolphins by 1?
It's a line Miami by 1.
Oh, no.
You got to think. But you got to think it's a West Coast team going to the East Coast. You know, the record always be bad for that. So.
I'm telling all the listeners now, I'm clearing my kids' college fund, and I'm betting with the Chargers on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers too. This is Mr. MOB, but they're going to say Miami by 1. They got somebody up too tied up in a basement somewhere.
And that's why I'm going with the Dolphins, because they know something we don't know. All right, the next 1 o'clock game is the Redskins at the Vikings.
Give me Teddy Bridgewater.
Line Minnesota by 3.
Yeah, it's him. Man, I'm taking Redskins.
Go ahead, Mr. MOB.
I'm going to take the Redskins. I ain't going with that Bridgewater shit.
What you got there?
Do I like Colt McCoy or Teddy Bridgewater? That's what I'm thinking about.
Man, the Viking defense ain't that good, so.
Man, give me the black guy. I'm going with Teddy Bridgewater.
Amen. Now, that's the doctor.
Calhoun, did you pick?
Yeah, I picked Minnesota. I'm not going with no third string. And if you want to give me the second string, I'll do it. But I ain't going with no third string. I'm looking at the game last night, man. Colt McCoy can't throw it for fuck, man. Deshaun Johnson had to come back for all them balls. No.
Colt McCoy, at one point, he was 20 for 25, so he wasn't doing that bad.
Man, but Dallas defense ain't shit.
Hey, we not finna spend out. We not finna spend more than 50 seconds talking about Colt McCoy.
I got that. On to the next game.
Yo, first 4 or 5 game, the Rams at the 49ers.
Good one. I got the Niners.
I take the Niners, too.
The Lions, San Francisco by 10.
I don't think they cover by 10, but I like them by 7.
Oh. I agree with you, double R. They cover. They score. They win by touchdown.
I think it's
going to
be a field. Yeah, I think it's going to be a field. I'm taking San Francisco, too.
For the next 4:25 game of the Broncos at the Patriots, the line is Denver by 3.5.
That's going to be a good game, but you know I got to roll with Peyton Manning. I like Denver by them 3.5.
Yeah. This Darren, Peyton Manning them win by a touchdown.
Yep, I said I'm going with old Pumpkin Head and Papa John.
I
want to
say Tom Brady. He's going to play well in Foxborough. I'm going to go with Tom Brady. Give me the Patriots.
Next game is the Raiders at the Seahawks. The line is Seattle by 15.
Damn. I like Seattle, but not by 15. I would take them by 14, though.
I'm going with Seattle, too. I don't think they call 15. The Raiders not as shit as they're giving them.
They 0-7.
Yeah, but they don't play like a 0-17, man. That way, losers say.
Sound good. That was the coach.
I'm riding with him again that week.
Who, Mr. MOB?
Yup.
That's what you looking for?
Damn right.
Straight out of the club. Crazy motherfucker named Gusto. I'm going with the Raiders, bro. I mean, riding with them. We 0-7.
They're going to shop the rail like Kansas City. We
beat down the Patriots. They're going to beat down the Seahawks.
Oh, so the Raiders are your Jets. The Raiders to you like Jacksonville is to me. This is Darren. If the game was flipped and it was at Oakland, I would pick the Raiders to win. But since it's at Seattle, Seattle wins. But they damn sure don't cover 15. They'll probably win by a field goal. Mr. MOB, I want to join you, brother, but not on the road. All right, the 8:30 game is the all right. The 8:30 game, Sunday night game, the Ravens at the Steelers. The line is Pittsburgh by one. I saw it off. I take it. The Ravens win. Everybody's overvaluing Pittsburgh for what they did to the Colts last week.
I'm taking Pittsburgh on the line.
You taking who?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. And they cover.
And I'm joining Calhoun on that part. I'm taking the old school shot it. Oh. And they cover that one.
Oh.
Probably win by three.
There's going to be a good Pittsburgh, Baltimore, good old-fashioned slobber knocker, but Baltimore
will be there. So me and Mr. Mike on one side, you and Double R on the other side. So it's like the Von Erichs and the Freebirds.
Hey, is that what you want to call it?
Nah, it's like the Globetrotters and the Generals.
Calhoun, do you know who the Von Erichs and the Freebirds are?
No, you don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck off all y'all.
I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Yeah, I do.
Let's
tell y'all
who the Von Erichs.
No, I'm just telling them
out
there. We're going to get through this because I got something to do. I'm
going to
tell you right
there. We'll get through. All right. This is the last game then. The Colts at the Giants. The line is ended by 3.5.
I got Indy.
Oh, I cover. I say Indy and they cover.
This, Darren, I'm going to make quick because I want to see if Calhoun know who the Von Erichs are. Indy and they cover.
Hey, this is my upset of the week. I'm going with the Giants. I'm going with Eli. Don't let me down, Eli.
Not gonna be confused.
Right,
don't let me down. Upset pick of the week.
All right, dibbin digitaldarren.com. We're gonna wrap this up real quick so I can find out if Calhoun know who the Von Erichs are. Rest in peace to the Von Erichs. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.